This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, May 28th. Well, the cattle market started to come under some pressure yesterday, understandably in feeders as the corn market shot limit up. After being almost limit down just 2 days earlier, corn market snapping back pretty fast as we saw much better old crop export sales and some threats of freezing across some of North Dakota. So the feeder cattle market taking a hit yesterday, kind of extending that reversal down that we got on Wednesday. So I think it's probably pretty safe to say we have found our seasonal highs in feeder cattle. Even though demand for grass calves looks to be strong, it's, I think, going to be a struggle to move higher from here. Live cattle, too, looking for them to start working their way lower into the summer. They didn't see much action yesterday, but the cash market was established earlier this week, and it was basically just steady from where we've been for the last several weeks. So the cash trade right around 120, that was unchanged. The dress trade at 191, also unchanged. But box beef continuing to move higher. Choice was up 49 cents at 330, select up 5 cents at 304. So the spread gained 44 cents at 25.88. Movement was 102 loads. Slaughter rate 478,000 head so far, at 6,000 over a week ago, and it's about 140,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 22 cents at 136.57, and we continue to see just slightly increasing numbers almost every day in the feeder cattle index. That's a reflection of much better grazing conditions across the southern and central plains. Demand for lighter weight calves to put on grass has been huge over the last couple weeks, and that's probably going to continue. Supplies are fairly tight for those animals anyway. Unless we see the drought return to the northern plains, you could see another wave of cattle moving off of pasture. I think that's still a ways down the road before you would get that, but the forecasts do suggest that that is coming, that the hot and the dry are going to return to the northern plains and the northern Midwest. So that'll be probably, you know, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you would see the producers having to make that decision to further cull their herds. Heavier weight cattle are what are preferred by the feedlots because of expensive feed, but their issue is moving out the heavyweight cattle that they already have. It's just been an ongoing issue. It's not being resolved very quickly. We are seeing the slaughter rates pick up somewhat, but we still look at the feedlots having, being very front-loaded. They're struggling to move the cattle out. They're struggling price-wise with very expensive feed on these heavy cattle. And the packers just have not been able to figure out how to speed up the chains. And that's been the bottleneck as we see box beef values continue to soar, and yet cash cattle, you know, to the producer, they just are not capturing any of that record high profitability by the packers. So I think the bottom line moving forward is very expensive beef in the grocery store is going to stall out, I think, consumer demand. That's not a good thing when you have so many cattle that are heavy needing to be processed. And that's, I think, going to spell trouble for the market as we move forward. Even if the economy stays strong, it's just, you know, beef prices are very expensive. And I just don't see the consumer responding positively to that. As we move through summer, we tend to see beef demand drop off anyway. And that certainly would spell trouble as you have a lot of cattle coming into the market, beef production expected to be fairly high over these next couple months, coming into a time when demand tends to slow down. That's not a good combination. So the next couple months, I think, probably going to be the toughest for quite a while. And once we get past that, however it shakes out, then we get into better conditions, I think, especially for feeder cattle. As you're looking at a corn crop that's getting off to a very good start, acres are probably going to be much higher than what they were projecting a couple months ago. So the feed grain situation should be in a much better position, unless, of course, you get a weather problem in the Midwest, which definitely is certainly could be the case. As far as live cattle go, you know, we're seeing, again, you know, the placements have been primarily for the heavier weight cattle. We're going to be seeing probably a marketing hole once you get into the September-October time window because of that. A lot of calves going on grass, lighter weight calves, so they'll be coming into the market, coming into placements August, September, and that's going to then, of course, pressure your midwinter live cattle contracts. But I think right in front of us, we probably have our you know, a kind of a tough stretch. Beyond that, I think we're headed into a much better situation. Of course, depending on what the economy does and what corn prices do. So there is light at the end of the tunnel if all works out well. But I think right in front of us, as we head into summer, probably going to see another leg down of both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.